We wanted to get one more take on this. We wanted to take a step back and think about what the Trump candidacy could mean for the Republican Party and their efforts to appeal to Latinos now and in coming years. Daniel Garza knows a bit about that. He's executive director of the Libre Initiative. That's a free market advocacy group founded by the business and political titans Charles and David Koch, specifically to strengthen GOP support among Latinos. But now the group is moving away from the presidential election to focus on Senate and congressional races. Daniel Garza joins us now from McAllen, Texas, his home office. Thanks so much for joining us.
Of course, it's a pleasure.
Do you find it difficult to advocate for the party right now, given Donald Trump's prominence in it and given the rhetoric which so many people have found offensive? For example, a Washington Post ABC News poll published in May found that 84% of Latinos they surveyed viewed Trump unfavorably, despite the fact that he has been saying that Latinos will support him eventually. Does that make your case more difficult?
Now, look, I mean, our case doesn't rest on charisma of one candidate or the lack of a charisma. I know that his comments in reference to Judge Curiel, for example, they divide. They are counterproductive, I think, to achieving a more cohesive society. But what worries me more is his policy positions lack definition and clarity. Few conservatives, I think, have any certainty about where he truly stands on any one issue, whether that's trade or pro-life or taxes. What we care about is to reverse the centralization of power and money in Washington, D.C. And so people are tired of that. And to a certain extent, I think that's why they're responding to Donald Trump, because he sort of speaks to that.
And in terms of the centralization of power and ideas, or correcting that in your view, how does that specifically connect to the Latino experience in the United States today? Understanding that that's a very broad experience, okay, but tell me how that message specifically connects to Latinos, because that is your mission.
Latinos are very entrepreneurial. We contribute over $1 trillion a year to the economy. There are 2 million Hispanics, including, I think, 1.4 million immigrants that have started their own business as of 2012. What we want to see is an agenda that lessens the burden on taxes, on regulations, on Latinos. We want to make sure that we defend their religious liberty issues, that there are free speech issues that are being defended, that there is government transparency, and that these things matter too, not the one issue of immigration only.
What will constitute success for your organization in this election cycle, given everything that we've just talked about?
I think, you know, we know the challenges that we face, and they need to be addressed by a nation that is united. Unfortunately, we have some candidates that are actually dividing instead of coalescing Americans. Donald Trump, for example, needs to be connected and share a vision that is inclusive. Insulting and denigrating Americans of different backgrounds, I think, only makes it harder to achieve that goal.
Before we let you go, Mr. Garza, I pushed the prior guests on this question, so I feel that I can push you too.
Sure.
Are you going to vote for Donald Trump or not?
I can tell you, because, you know, we're nonpartisan, nonprofit, I don't want to violate that, but I want to see more definition from Donald Trump. I want to see more clarity on these issues. Until I see that, you know, then I can have the certainty of who I'm going to vote for.
That was Daniel Garza, executive director of the Libre Initiative. That's an initiative funded by the Koch brothers to advance a conservative libertarian agenda among Latinos. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
It was an absolute pleasure.
Coming up later this hour, we will have more coverage on the mass shooting in Orlando that left 50 people dead.